Yeah, my dogs had a, or my parents had a dog like that. It was great. If you really find great. As you can imagine, my dad was a veterinarian for the whole time I knew him. It was not uncommon for us to have many pets, and I think of all the pets we had, we paid for one. And that was the one dog that we raised from a pup, and obviously that was the least screwed up of the lot, but we got all the interesting ones. We had three-legged cats that got caught in engine bays, and one that got caught in a tractor PTO, and nobody claimed, and arguably the cats with three legs were our best Mausers, so that was interesting, but we had a lot of pets that strayed outside the definitions of normal pet, and the most anxious were the two Shih Tzus that we rescued from a family that finally brought them in for care that couldn't care for them properly, and while they were in there, they just sort of stopped responding and just told us to keep them, and we're like, great. they cleaned up after themselves. I've never had a dog clean up after himself that well before, meaning they ate everything that... Their output was the same as their input. Let's just leave it that way. It was gross. But, you know, whatever. They were anxious, and it was crazy. And it was like a nightmare scenario of a needful entity. So, yeah, we've been much more cautious about pets ever since that. And I'm really glad that I found that out at a young age.
Right on. Hey, I gotta jump out. I gotta start heading west. Any image?
Pounding down, he's end of the doggy home. Good boy. Sit. Good boy. That was a good one, Drake. Yeah, I know, they weren't really anxious unless somebody came in the backyard. Woo, watch out, my one dog, he will bark your ear off for 6-7 hours, and I swear, I put the bark collar on him, and after a while, he liked it. When he saw the... Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, Joe, what's new with you? I was just thinking about making sure you were alive.